The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come so that you may have life and have it to the full. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. The hired man, since he is not the shepherd, and the sheep do not belong to him, abandons the sheep as soon as he sees a wolf coming and runs away. And then the wolf attacks and scatters the sheep. He runs away because he is only a hired man and has no concern for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for my sheep. And there are other sheep I have that are not of this fold. And I must lead these too. They will listen to my voice, and there will be only one flock, one shepherd. And the Father loves me because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me. I lay it down of my own free will. And as I have power to lay it down, so I have power to take it up again. And this is the command I have received from my Father. This is the reading for the 14th day of April. It is many, many years ago since I first bought my little flock of sheep. I was a teenager, and I bought about 6 sheep from a sheep man. And after we had loaded them on the truck and I had paid my money and received back from the sheep man my luck money, he made me a promise. He said, "Today you have bought trouble." Oh, and how right he was. In my experience and the experience of many that I have consulted, sheep are very troublesome beings. They go wrong in the feet. They get foot rot. You have to be very careful for all the creepy crawlies that can invade their fleeces. And as well as that, they are temperamentally very awkward animals. But it led me to wonder, why did Jesus choose sheep as an example? Perhaps it's because we are a bit like sheep. We are obtuse and awkward and strange thing, but we never seem to really do the sensible thing. And yet, Jesus loves us. And Jesus will do anything for us, no matter how ridiculous we are. I often think, when I see pictures of the Good Shepherd, oh, how ridiculous they are. A man in a beautifully laundered long white gown with coiffed hair and surrounded by manicured sheep. It isn't like that at all. Nor was the life of Jesus like that when it ended on the cross. And so we as sheep need to listen to the voice of our shepherd and not be self-willed and obtuse. And if our vocation in life is to be shepherds, then we pray that in our stewardship, the hungry sheep will not look up and be not fed, that we will give them the word of God, the love of God, and the saving power of Jesus Christ. Whether we are shepherd or sheep, we need the help, the example, and the power of Jesus Christ in our lives, so that we may have life and have it to the full.